This is the Backup Quarterback Show with your hosts, Derek Anderson and Matt Howard.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Backup Quarterback Show, the only show that doesn't sit the starters in Week 17. My name is Matt Howard, joined as always with the original backup quarterback, Derek Anderson.
That's right. I will not be getting any playing time this week.
He's right about that. He is right about that. And today we have a special guest, our new manager for our podcast, Graham Benefield. Graham, say hi to the audience.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. I'm excited to be part of the team.
We told him to speak into the microphone. He sat very far away from the microphone, so that probably wasn't,
I think I'm pretty close. I think
probably wasn't very clear.
It's a bit of a rookie move, but
that was my first slide, and you gotta give me a break.
That's true. He's no Chris Collinsworth on the slide, so. We're going to just jump right into the podcast. My mom told me that we should talk about basketball because it's basketball season. So that's what we're going to be doing. You know we love lists on this show. What's your favorite type of list, Derek?
I love me some top 10s.
We're doing a top 10 today. We're doing top 10 NBA players right now. So that's what we're going to be talking about. College football playoffs on. We have sponsors now. Real sponsors pay us money. Originally, we just had Florida. City of Gainesville, Florida was our only sponsor, but now we have a lot more. So we're rolling in money right now. So yeah, I think what we should do is just dive right into it. Let's start at number 10. Who's Derek, let's go with you. Give us a little insight on your number 10 player and why you have him there.
My number 10 player in the NBA right now is Russell Westbrook. I really think Westbrook is an electrifying player, but sometimes he could be detrimental to his own team. It seems like Paul George is starting to emerge as maybe even better than Russell Westbrook, but Westbrook has that electrifying factor that makes him a top 10 player in the NBA.
I like what you're saying with that. Graham, who's your number 10?
At number 10, I have got Anthony Davis.
Okay, thank you, Graham, for sharing. My number 10,
Can I say something on that?
Yeah, jump in.
I think Anthony Davis is a much better player than having him at number 10. That's a little bit disrespectful to him.
What I've got with Anthony Davis is, sure, he can play basketball just fine, but he is impossible to look at.
That is true. That's a good point. Impossibly ugly. Poor guy. So let's just keep my number 10. Yeah, Seth Curry. For the Portland Trail Blazers. I have Seth Curry at number 10 because he destroyed his brother and the Golden State Warriors a few days ago. So that's why I have him. He single-handedly beat the Warriors, which I love to see.
He's definitely better than his brother.
But number 9, I'm going to just go ahead and dive into number 9 because I'm just so excited.
Well, go ahead, Matt.
My number 9 is Steph Curry. Steph Curry. I have them at 10 and 9. Steph Curry changed the game for the worse, I would say, and I hate him for it. But I'm not going to deny that he can't score the basketball every now and then. So that's why I have him at number... Okay. I have him at number 9. So what were you want to say, Derek?
I'm going to get into my number 9 player, who's the best player on the Portland Trail Blazers. It's Damian Lillard.
Oh, CJ McCollum.
Oh, that's a good one, Matt.
Derek, I have Dame there too.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, wait. So just so we're clear, that's two Damian Lillards at number 9?
Yeah, let it be clear that we did not see each other's lists before this podcast.
That is a good thing to share.
I think he covered it all about Lillard. I don't need to say
Nothing else to say.
He drops dimes. That's what we need.
Yeah. Okay, dimes. I prefer my guys with quarters. Dollars. Quarters. Number eight. Where are we sitting at number 8?
I have James Harden at number 8. For that is right now his team's sitting, I think they're around 500 right now. They're not up to the level they were last year. He still walks on just about every play he makes, but you can get away with that.
Wait, who are we talking about?
James Harden.
Went to University of Houston.
No, he went to Arizona State, actually.
Arizona State.
Didn't have a beard back then. You probably didn't know
him. I didn't. That was a defining factor.
Who do you guys have at number 8?
At number 8, I have Kobe Bryant.
We're doing current NBA.
Yeah, current NBA players. Okay. Kobe Bryant.
I'd say he is better than
Kobe Bryant
NBA
is still at number 8 for me. Graham, who do you have?
I've got Kevin Durant.
Very surprising.
Kevin
Durant's trash.
I can tell you right now, there are 7 players that are better than Kevin Durant.
It actually is kind of a bold thing to say to put him at number 8 because Kevin Durant's burner accounts actually sponsor this podcast. We're only supposed to say positive things about Kevin Durant. So, Kevin, if you're listening, Whoever
under new management.
Yeah. So just so you know, we apologize for that. We appreciate your sponsorship week in and week out, and we will do nothing but say that you're pretty good from now on.
Starting now.
Graham, why don't you give us a Kermit the Frog impression?
I'm not doing that till
okay,
the end.
Okay, he's saving it for the end. Graham, what's been the number one movie you've seen in theaters this year, 2018?
Infinity War. Talking to the mic.
I haven't heard about that. Can you explain the plot of that to me?
Yeah, so the camera pans open to a spaceship flying in galactic world space.
Right.
One of them is destroyed. The other one's in pretty good shape. It'd be worth a pretty penny on the market.
Well, you could sell the other one for scrap.
Yeah, I'm the sure other one's pure plenty scrap. Of money. Get inside there. There are dead bodies all over the place, and there's this purple guy walking all over them. He is Thanos.
Okay, and that's Avengers Infinity
War. And
that's
pretty much the plot of Infinity War.
Okay, Derek, how do you feel about the Nashville Predators right now? 5-game losing streak.
You hate to see it. Hopefully they'll bounce back tonight against the Rangers, and we'll see how getting Arvidsson back from injury will do.
Yeah, I think it's not looking great for us. We need Philip Forsberg back, great player. But good news on the NHL front, Vegas Golden Knights are not good.
They're terrible.
And that's awesome.
You
to
love
see.
To see that.
You really do
Malcolm
love to see
Subban.
That. Malcolm and, Subban.
recently, Seattle was announced as an expansion team, and hopefully they do not get as good of a treatment in the expansion process as the Knights.
What worries me with that is they're doing the exact same thing. They're doing the exact same thing, and I don't like the idea of them doing the exact same thing, because that means they're going to be doing the exact same thing, and that means they're going to be a really good team for the first year, and it's going to be tough to live through. So we can look forward to that. What number are we on? Number seven?
Seven.
I haven't done my seven yet.
Okay, go ahead, Matt.
Okay, number seven, I have Kawhi Leonard.
Ooh, okay.
off the Raptors, former Spurs player, sat out last year because he didn't want to play. So I respect that honestly a lot. Like
shout out to Le'Veon Bell.
Shout out to Le'Veon Bell, who I would give up a couple $1 million and not play the sport you love just because you don't like the team you're on. That's top tier talent right there.
Yeah.
So shout out to our boy Kawhi. Great player though.
My number seven player is Kyrie Irving. You guys in line with that?
I respect that.
Okay. I think he's
no.
He's one of the best finishers in the league. He finds a way to get to the rack, and
you know, Kyrie Irving did not go to one class at Duke, not once ever.
Well, I can tell because he thinks the world is flat.
You set him up for that one.
Science is a liar sometimes.
You set him right up for that.
So let's just be careful.
Can I do my number seven?
Yeah, you go do ahead, number seven.
So my number seven, he's a dark horse, I think, in this top ten. Joseph Ingles.
Joseph Ingles.
No, Joe Ingles of the Utah Jazz.
University of Queensland.
He's one better than Kevin Durant on my list. And this is because as the new manager, we're now sponsored by Joe Ingles.
We're now sponsored by Joe Ingles.
So everyone who hasn't heard of Joe Ingles, go look him up on YouTube. He hasn't missed a three all season. That's my stat for you.
You know who we need to get sponsored by who's Australian?
Joe Ingles.
No. JJ what?
Barea?
JJ Barea.
I don't think he's Australian. He's
not
like Spanish or something.
Oh.
Is he even in the league still?
I don't know. But
he plays for Dallas still.
He's like a billionaire. Get on that, manager.
Okay, I'll check it
he
out.
He has a lot of money, we'll apparently. Okay, we had to cut that out.
Come on, Graham.
Gosh dang it.
That's at 8:50-ish.
Okay, welcome back to the podcast. That was a break in the action. We had a Freudian slip from our new manager, so we're just gonna keep moving on with the show. If everything got cut out, we apologize for that, but it was probably for the best. Number six, I have James Harden at six. Don't know much about the guy, but he was on the list from Washington Post as a top 10 player.
I have him there too.
There it is. That's two people with James Harden at six. You have him at what?
I have him eight.
At
so
eight.
That's
so,
pretty
yeah,
fair.
So it's safe to say that he's trash. Derek, could you have it at six?
Six. I have Kawhi Leonard. So I think Matt's analysis was very
spot on.
Spot on, yeah.
Spot on. That's all I can ask for. That's why I'm on the show, is for the spot on analysis. We're watching the college football playoff right now. You guys will be watching this after the game's over. But just know Clemson is going to win because they just scored a touchdown to go up 10-3. Yeah, Clemson
is
definitely
insurmountable.
For a Notre Dame team that hasn't done anything all year, I think this is safe to say it's insurmountable. So congratulations to Clemson on making it to the national championship. Number five, what are we sitting at?
I have Stephen Curry at number five.
So you have what, Seth at four, probably?
No, Seth barely missed my list, but I can understand why you haven't
having it at 11. Yeah. I can see that. So Stephen.
Where'd he go to school?
I'm just not familiar with the name. I think he went to University of Quebec.
No, he actually went to
Davidson. I know
the Wildcats.
Yeah.
They made quite a run that year in the NCAA tournament.
Graham, who do you have at five? Oh, let's get this over with.
You're not excited about my number five?
Yeah, just say it.
My number five is Kawhi Leonard.
Okay, thanks. So we're all in the same ballpark.
My number five is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
That was close.
So
you missed his first name.
First name.
Giannis?
Yeah.
Is it really?
You said Giannis.
Yes. I always thought it was Giannis. Sorry, Giannis. I've never actually seen him play a single play, but everyone talks about him like he's hot stuff.
He's very good.
So I love Giannis.
He's very fun to watch. You should probably watch him.
I don't watch sports, but
if you did, you'd probably watch Giannis.
So has everyone done five?
Yes. My number four player is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Never heard of him.
Antetokounmpo?
Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo. Matt, you're just messing me up on purpose.
Sorry,
Derek can't say it. He can't say
Antetokounmpo.
It.
Antetokounmpo.
Nope. That name is longer than Derek is tall. Derek's 5'8", by the way. Barely even reaches the microphone, poor little buddy.
Who do you guys have at number four?
At number four, I have Damian Lillard, the best player on the Trailblazers.
He's good.
Kicking outright play. There's no denying that. Went to Weber State. Derek actually didn't know that. He thought it was Weber State, which I've never even heard of before because it's not a real school.
Has two B's in it. Instead of one.
You got that right, Graham. Graham, who do you have number four?
I have the Cleveland Cavaliers' best player of all time.
Colin Sexton.
Kevin Love.
Of all time, Kyrie Irving.
Oh.
All right. Let's not talk about that. Who do you have?
Well,
oh, you have Giannis. You have Giannis.
We're on the number three.
We can't let Graham have too much airtime.
Yeah, true.
I like one sentence so far.
That was...
All right, we're gonna cut that one out, too. Yeah. Number three, where are we sitting at?
I have Anthony Davis at number three.
Too high. Too ugly.
Really?
Too high and too ugly.
I'm not basing this off of what I think of the man's looks. I think he's one of the best NBA players in the league.
Can we do an ugliest list?
What's your reasoning for him being one of the best players in the league?
He's one of the best big men in the league who can dominate in the paint, and he can also step back and hit a three when you need him.
I really liked watching him play at Arizona. Arizona?
What?
Wildcats.
Kentucky.
What?
Kentucky. He went to Kentucky.
What? You didn't know that?
At number three, I have Kentucky great Kemba Walker.
Oh wow.
Who I actually
he did.
I know he played for Kevin. I know he played for Kevin. I know he played for Kevin.
Jim Calhoun.
Okay, he played for Jim Calhoun at UConn. I knew that. That was a joke. Kemba Walker, I put this like at three, like it's gonna be like, haha, fun joke, Matt, like, haha, that's funny. But I actually kind of like good. Do believe it at the same time. Like, I could see him being a top five player.
Matt, do you have a fun fact about Kevin Ollie?
Kevin Ollie has never lost an NCAA tournament game. That's an actual fact.
He got fired, right?
That's an actual fact. He did get fired, but that's an actual.
I have Giannis at three.
Graham has Giannis at three. Sorry for the cutout. Graham has no idea what he's doing on this show. He's not a professional. He's wearing just disgusting clothing. He's not dressing the part. We apologize for all the cuts in this episode. It just seems to be the trend when we bring guests on. So number three, have we all said number three? I have Kemba. You have?
I have Anthony Davis.
And Graham, we don't really care.
At
number two.
I have.
Graham, let's let Graham say it first. Okay, out of the way.
I don't remember who I have at two. Let me look at my list. LeBron.
That's interesting. I have Le'Veon James at number two.
Oh, okay. I have the great snake, Kevin Durant, at number two.
We can't call him the snake. He sponsors the podcast.
Oh, yeah. I've...
Just say Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
We love you, Kevin.
We love you,
thanks,
Kevin.
So, yeah, that's pretty interesting that two of us have LeBron James at number two, widely considered the greatest player of all time, undoubtedly undebatable.
Clemson missed an extra point.
Clemson missed the extra point. It's pretty interesting that no one has ever argued with the fact that he's the number one player of all time. but we have two people have him at number two right now. Graham, why do you have him at number two?
I have him at number two because he's the second best player in the NBA.
Thank you for that. I have him at number two because I just think there's one player who's far and away better than him, and it's hard to debate that, even if he might be considered the greatest of all time.
Okay. Yep. Before we get to our number one players, we'd like to highlight one overrated player and one underrated player in the NBA. Graham, would you like to start us off with your overrated player?
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear from who I left out in my top 10 list that I think Steph is really overrated.
I love that. Graham, you're welcome back on the show whenever you want.
Seth is better.
No one ever talks about Seth, but no one...
He hits just as many
threes. Steph doesn't do anything stupid like Steph.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Okay, 15-50. We're cutting that off.
That one?
Matt, would you like to say who you're...
Yeah, my overrated player is Kristaps Porzingis.
Oh, he hasn't even played this year.
Yeah, so why do we still talk about him? Why do we still talk about him? He's not playing. All right, Kristaps, overrated.
My overrated player is Blake Griffin.
Yep.
From the moment he came into the NBA, he's just never been up to that number one pick that he was.
And well, he jumped over a car at the dunk contest. The hood. I mean, so let's be fair, it was just the hood.
That was great, but has he ever been past the second round of the playoffs?
Never been past the second round of the dunk contest. There's only two rounds in the dunk contest.
Some good commercials, though.
Derek, you can't deny that. He has done great commercials.
If that's
what, he did those jumpsuit ones back in the day.
Characterizes your NBA career.
Graham, how do you feel about Jumpsuit by 21 Pilots?
Is that the song or is that the album? The album's Trench, isn't it?
Oh, then how do you feel about Trench by 21 Pilots?
I like Trench. I don't
Okay,
like
thank
Jumpsuit.
You. Thank you. Okay, let's do underrated.
Underrated player. I'm going to go with Bradley Beal for the Washington Wizards. I actually think Bradley Beal's going to be either traded. I think he's going to be traded soon because even though he's really valuable to the team, I don't see the Wizards having much of a shot at going deep into the playoffs this year, so they could get some really good value for Bradley Beal.
What I didn't, because I respect our sponsors, I made my most underrated player Kevin Durant.
Oh, that's great, Matt.
I think Kevin Durant is underrated. No one talks about him enough, and I think he has a pretty good future in the league. So that's why I have Kevin Durant as my underrated player.
Yeah, it was nice when the Warriors added him as a nice role player to really round out their roster.
I think he's going to be Sixth Man of the Year this year. I really do. So I think that's a fair thing to have him as most underrated player. Graham, did you say who yours was?
I didn't. Do you want me to, or do you want
just
to
say
not?
It fast?
Devin Booker scored 75 points in a game, something like that.
I think it was 73, but he is quite a good player.
All right, continue. Derek, you have to take over.
Matt's having a little bit of a laughing panic attack, but. We're going to head on into our number one players in the NBA. And I think, Graham, you want to start us off with yours?
Yeah, I'll start us off. The obvious answer was Russell Westbrook because of the numbers he puts up every single year. I think this is like the third year in a row he's put up a triple double.
Graham, I'm going to cut you off real
quick. Triple double average.
Graham, you can exit the studio right now.
Thank you for having me, guys. It's been good to be on the show.
All right, just say your number one. Is it what? Is Westbrook your number one?
Yes.
That was it.
We're gonna ask Graham to exit the studio.
You built that up so much.
I'm just gonna
go ahead and leave Graham.
Yeah. So Graham's getting up and leaving for the first. Finally, what we've been looking for. Sat down on the beanbag. Derek, could you have a number one?
I have LeBron James as my number one player.
Why?
I just think whatever team you add LeBron to, there's gonna be exponentially better than without LeBron. He's a great facilitator of the basketball. He's a real team player. A lot of guys pin him as a big me guy, but I see him as one of the greatest of all time.
I pin him as a big me guy, okay. But I'm not gonna deny he's one of the greatest of all time.
Okay.
But someone I do have who I don't know if he's the greatest of all time, but I really do feel like he is the best player in the league. Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry is my number one player.
Some might say he's not even the best player on his team.
Some might say he's the third best player on his team. Some might have an argument for that. Some might have a very good argument for that.
Let's hear it.
I don't have an argument for it. But I think Kyle Lowry is the best player in the NBA, and I'm going to stick to that.
I'll give you one thing. The Raptors have some sweet throwback jerseys.
There's no denying that for sure. The one with the dinosaur is pretty cool. So that wraps up our top 10. That was some good stuff. A lot of good input. Before we completely wrap up the show, I do have one little fantasy football topic, because that is what we're known for. That's what we're here for. This season's coming to an end, but that doesn't mean it's not too early to look forward to next season. So riddle me this, Derek. You're sitting at the number one pick in your draft next year. Who are you taking?
Next year, there's about five guys I genuinely am considering at the number one spot. And they're Todd Gurley, Ezekiel Elliott, Melvin Gordon, Saquon, and Alvin Kamara.
You put Melvin in that list.
Yes.
Interesting.
But
wait, Graham says no. Graham says no. Why does Graham say no?
Well, Graham should have already left the studio, but
I'm not here.
Oh, Graham's back. Graham's back, by the way. Graham, why do you say no to Melvo?
Because he's not as good as those other guys you mentioned.
Okay.
Thank you, Graham.
Well, let me get to the point I was trying to make.
Graham, you can leave again.
Ultimately, I think I'm going to pick the player who's on the best offense of those players, who I think is going to have the best opportunity to get the most touchdowns. And I would probably go with Todd Gurley But yes. It wouldn't shock me if I went with Ezekiel Elliott, because, you know, fantasy football is a little weird, and Todd Gurley could be injured next year. He could just have a down year. You never know.
Someone who's never going to get hurt is Zeke Elliott, though.
Yeah,
the guy's strong as an ox.
He's very sturdy, and I think he's going to have a great career. He's just a little...
I'm going to say it right now. I think Zeke is a top 10 running back in the NFL
That's a hot take, but I would definitely agree with that one.
Zeke Elliott out of Ohio State. I actually do know that one. Ohio State used to not wear all his shirt.
Right.
I'm glad he's moved on from that.
Yeah, that was a...
That was kind of goofy, but we still love Zeke. If I'm sitting at number one, I'm taking Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey is going to be the number one running back next year. Just how I thought that Tyreek would be the number one wide receiver this year, and I was right about that. So that's why I'm taking Christian McCaffrey number one, no matter what. Christian McCaffrey, getting him. I'm getting Dalvin Cook again, because Dalvin Cook is going to be raw next year. I don't know if it's even possible to get both of them the way they're going to be listed, but I'm getting both of them no
matter
what.
I think that could definitely be possible. You get Cook on the backside of the second round. Matt, how are you doing in fantasy this year?
It's been a sad end of the season. My team has been decimated with injuries. I'm down to playing Glenn Gronkowski, actually. I'm playing Glenn Gronkowski at flex this week. I'm in the third place game, so who really cares? I've been in the third place game 18 years in a row. So it's hard to get out of bed every morning knowing that I'll never be great like I want to be, but it's always around. I'm like,
You're like the Cincinnati Bengals.
No, because I make the playoffs more than them. I'm like Peyton Manning, minus the two seasons. Like, because Peyton Manning was always in the playoffs. Like, Peyton Manning, like, sure, he had a couple championships, but I have a few. I have a championship, but like, he's always around, but he just doesn't have it come playoff time.
Yeah, Matt's waiting on that coveted second championship.
It's been a long, long time, and I'm ready to get back to it. I'm gonna be studying all off season. I'm dropping out of school just to prepare for the draft next year. And just let me say this right now, PPR is still stupid, and if you're doing PPR, you're not playing real fantasy football, and you're useless to me. So I think that's all I have to say about the topic. I don't have strong opinions about it, but I just don't like PPR. Number one quarterback, if you have any quarterback next year, who do you want?
Well, I think Patrick Mahomes is the obvious answer, but I don't think I'm going to spend what I've seen has been that he might go in the second or third round next year, which is very high for a quarterback. So there's a couple of quarterbacks later in the draft that I think I'm going to be targeting, but I don't really want to give those out on our public podcast, because I know many of our listeners
just whisper it so the microphone can't hear you. Phillip Rivers.
And there's some other guys.
So, yeah, you guys don't know what quarterback he just named, but thank you for sharing. I'm going to get...
Matt's usually always has Russell Wilson or Cam Newton.
Yeah, I'm probably going to get Russell Wilson or Cam Newton. We'll see how Cam bounces back from this injury. I loved having him while he was healthy. Graham, who's one fantasy football player that you really liked watching this year? For fantasy reasons only.
I loved watching... Saquon.
Thank you, Graham. Graham, you can leave again.
All right.
So, I think that's enough for me. Who do you have winning the college football playoff?
I have Alabama in an underdog story.
In an underdog story. It has been a tough season for them, and you really hope that they can somehow manage to pull it off. So, yeah, I think that's going to wrap up the show. Do you have any closing remarks?
I would just like to say that this is the last podcast I will be doing before I win my second fantasy football championship.
I would love to see you lose the championship now, honestly. I've been team Anderson for weeks now, but man, would it be something to see you blow this lead? It'd be like the Warriors blowing the 3-1 lead to the Cavaliers, which would be awesome to witness.
Or it'd be like the Falcons blowing a 28-3
lead. It would be very similar to that, because we're getting close to the end of the game. It's almost over. And you're in good shape, but you never know, man. You just never know. So that's going to wrap up the show. Thank you to our guest and new manager, Graham Benefiel. Thank you to our sponsors, the City of Gainesville, Kevin Durant, Joe Ingles, JJ Barea, hopefully.
I'll look into it.
Dasani water bottles. And and I think that might be it. We might have like an actual ad from Spreadshop, and we love Spreadshop. Thank you to Spreadshop. And thank you to Dabo Sweeney for doing things the right way. That's all I'm going to say on that. This has been the Backup Quarterback Show. My name is Matt Howard.
I'm Derek Anderson.
And I'm Matt Howard. Good night.